Hi, this is Kurt Franklin, Senior Technology Editor with Network Computing, talking about security. Well, actually, at the moment, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the podcast that you're about to hear. The only defense I'm going to offer is that I'm recording this at almost midnight, a few nights after getting back from NetWorld Interop, where sleep deprivation took a toll. Here's what happened. Normally, when I record one of these things, I'm using a Samson handheld microphone, the one that I'm recording into right now. For some other things, I tend to use an Altec Lansing headset with a microphone attached. Well, in the podcast that you are about to listen to, I was speaking into the Samson microphone, but I forgot to plug it into the computer. So what you're going to be hearing was actually recorded using the microphone in the Altec Lansing headset, which was sitting on the desk next to me. The remarkable thing is, it sounds okay. Not great, but okay. I think you'll get the point from the podcast, and frankly, it's just a little too late at night to go back and redo it. I promise to check my patching a little more carefully in the future, and I hope you enjoy what follows the description of a conversation I had with Jay Sri Ullal of Cisco. This is Kurt Franklin with Network Computing talking about security. You know, I just got back from NetWorld Interop a few nights ago, and I've almost caught up with my sleep. But I've been going through all the notes that I took at the show. I had a number of great conversations, and we're going to be talking about those over the course of the next few days. One of the first that I wanted to talk to you about was with someone who I really respect in the technology and security space. It's Jay Sri Ullal, who's a senior vice president in charge of security at Cisco. Jay Sri is a lady who I really enjoy talking with. I never fail to learn something from her. She's got some interesting viewpoints and is remarkably open for a corporate VP, so I always appreciate the time she spends with me. I sat down with her in the Cisco booth at N+I and asked her a number of questions, and she had several interesting things to say. One of them was when we started talking about the nature of the threats that people are facing with their computer networks. And she said it's important to realize that while the number of exploits and attacks have been going up, a full 80 to 90% of the things that truly threaten a network are mistakes. They're not malicious. And that's important because we tend to focus so much of our efforts on the malicious threats, on keeping the active attackers away from our networks, that we can lose sight of the fact that most of the things that will end up coming back to haunt us are just operator error. And we need to start focusing more attention on the training and on the redundant systems that can minimize the effects of those errors on the network. One of the other things she said that I found interesting came as something of a surprise in a show where more booths were focused on security than any general network show I've seen. Jay Sri feels that the customer base shares responsibility for developing the policies that make use of the technology that the vendors put out there. Now, when I say it, it seems like a very rational, reasonable thing to say. But when you hear a vendor talking about the users taking responsibility for the way that networks and components are used, that's beginning to show a change in thinking that I think is critical. When we put it alongside the fact that most of the things that threaten the network come from mistakes, what we get is a picture that says vendors can't secure the networks entirely through technology. The technology helps, but it's got to be put in place to implement reasonable policies which are transmitted to our users through solid, reasonable training. You know, from a user perspective, that's a little scary because it means we can't just blame the vendors. But it's also very empowering because it means that the things we have responsibility for, we have the power to change. And that's critical. Now, we talked about some other things. Going to another page here in my notes. One of the questions that I ask a lot of people in the industry springs off of a comment that James Clark made to a congressional committee a few months back. He said that the internet was going to have to fundamentally change in order to ensure security for commercial and private systems. And so my question to a lot of these vendors is, was he right? Does the internet have to change? Or can we put products and policies in place to keep us secure while maintaining the essentially open nature of the internet? Here's what Jay Shree had to say. She said, it's too late to take the internet and put it in a glass house. We have to figure out how to leverage the openness while building a security aspect into the framework of the networks that attach themselves to the internet. I like that because I don't like the idea of closing in any significant way the internet itself. The openness of the internet has been a fabulous experiment, and it has succeeded in ways that the original designers couldn't really consider. And I don't think that we can make fundamental changes to the nature of the internet, to the essential openness of that shared resource, without destroying large segments of its usability. The usefulness of the internet doesn't simply come from its ability to move financial transactions around. Yes, those are important, but it also comes from the nature of sharing ideas, of collaboration, of experimentation, even in a business context. Now, this is not just utopian. I am absolutely convinced that business, not only in the developed nations but around the world, has benefited from the open nature of the discussion and the free flow of ideas on the internet. And I believe it would be a true tragedy to do anything to fundamentally change that at this point. Which begs the question entirely of whether it could be significantly changed by legislation. Some countries have tried, certainly, and they may even have managed to block a certain amount of traffic at their borders. But the fact is that the internet, through its design, is still able to route around censorship as it routes around any damage. And I don't think we're going to be able to change that, and I don't think we should try to change it anytime soon. Now, as the last part of that particular thing, we talked about distributing locks and keys for information that's shared across the internet. And Jay Shree made an interesting point. She said that distributed locks and keys empower everyone, but they don't empower everyone equally. She said when Cisco began to deploy their NAC protocol or framework internally, they were suddenly reminded of just how many of their users had Macintosh computers on their desk. It's probably a couple thousand within Cisco. And she said this complicated things because in their original thinking, there was the programming assumption that desktop computers were Windows-based. they were able to deal with it, but she said there are certain differences in the way those two different platforms approach the network and are recognized by the network. It's true that in most organizations, we have to deal with a multiple of platform types on the desktop, and that's growing. We are giving great lip service to expanding the platform concept to include palm tops, handhelds, mobile and portable units. But the fact is that not all of those platforms benefit from every technological development at the same time and in the same way. So deploying security comes down to working with the particular platform as well as with the security technology. Well, I've gone on for nearly 10 minutes and told you a little bit about what happened in a conversation that lasted about 30 minutes. So there's more to talk about and a lot more to cover from NetWorld Interop. The last show of that name, by the way. It's Interop Alone from here on out. Well, it's late. I've got more to do, and you've got more to do instead of listening to this podcast. So I'll wrap up here, ask you to come back soon when we'll be talking about more in the Security Channel of Network Computing. This is Kurt Franklin. Till next time.